Beginning of this week's parsha, Hashem tells Moshe, Boel Paro, warn him about the next Makkah. Surprisingly, Hashem does not tell Moshe what the Makkah is. Moshe somehow knows to predict that the Makkah will be Arba, and the question is how he knows. The Maharal explains that if you look at Moshe's words in Pasuk Hey, he says, the Arba will cover the ground. V'yachal et yeter hapleita hanisheret lachem min habarad. And the Arba will eat the rest of what's left after Makat Barad. Or in other words, if you look at Shemot Perek Tet, the end of the Perek by Makat Barad, it emphasizes that the Barad did not consume all of the wheat. And Moshe realized that the reason this happened was to give the Egyptians a chance to do tshuva in the middle of the process and give them a sign of what's coming if they don't. And that's how Moshe knew what the next Makkah would be. Rashi and the Ramban, at the end of Perek Tet, speak about how amazing this was and Moshe's realization of it and what it implied. There's a huge lesson here about God giving us space to learn from our mistakes, but also showing us the direction of how things will go if we don't make the changes and do the tshuva we need to make mid-process. If we look at Moshe's description of the Makkah, Pasuk Gimel, it says, Moshe and Aaron came to Paro and they said, Ko amar Hashem Elokei Ha'ivrim, ad matai me'anta le'anot mipanai, shalach ami ve'avduni. The Griz, the Brisker Rav, is medayik that there are two issues here. The second issue is letting the people go. The first is, ad matai me'anta. How long will you be stubborn? Will you refuse to recognize the direction things are going in? The Rambam writes in Hilchot Tanya Perek Aleph that when bad things happen to us, we need to internalize, respond, reflect, and make changes, or else God raises the volume. And God gets even more angry at us when we don't internalize, when he gives us a message of direction and leaves us space to fix it. The Rambam in his Igros, in his Geres Tchias HaMesim, talks about how this intensifies God's response. This obviously is something very important we need to internalize within our own lives, of where God gives us a sign of what's coming, intending for us to fix things, and when he doesn't, that's when the final, more serious blow comes. Let's make sure that we internalize the messages God sends us so we can head in the direction he intends for us to go.